Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report for this May 27th, 2025. I have your host, James J. Mailoff here, welcoming into the studio our great friend, Promise Bakken, from the heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. Promise, always good to see you. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well, thanks for asking. Did you have a good weekend? Did you have a good weekend?
Yeah.
All the,
yeah.
Good. I was trying to think of like, if I was putting you on the spot there and not asking that question, I didn't mean to or anything, but it was a fun weekend, hopefully for everybody.
Yeah, out there.
And we've got fun weeks coming up here, Promise, because one of our signature events, our favorite events in this area, and most consistent events, because this has been going on a long time, Lunch by the River is kicking off on June 5th.
Yeah, Lunch by the River starts on June 5th, so this is a community event where we kind of gather some food trucks and some entertainment and head on down to the Veterans Memorial Park here in Wisconsin Rapids from 11:30 to 1 p.m., and we just kind of have some food, have some sponsor booths out there. You can stop by and check those out, and they most likely have like little swag there that you can grab too, and then, you know, watch some of the entertainment during your lunch break. Lots of people have attended this event. It's one of the great... the biggest ones that we have, like the most people that frequent it, and it's just such a great event.
Promise, this is something that, you know, the community certainly comes in droves and shows up for this one. Every year I've lived in this town, I've seen this event. I've never seen an unpopular Thursday down at Veterans Park. Everyone. And I say that in part because we all know Wisconsin weather. And even in drizzly days or days that it's not the nicest out or something, it's still just tons of people down there. And also to that point, you guys get booked for this pretty early as far as food trucks or entertainment, a lot of the place, things that want to come down there.
Yeah, we definitely do. We have the whole summer already booked for this year, and we've already got a list started for next year. So every year we look for sponsors to sponsor the days down there. So if you're a sponsor, you get to set up a little booth and showcase what your company has to offer and get in front of like mass amount of people just like in one day, in a couple of hour periods there. And then we also have a variety of food trucks, and some of that food down there on those days can be pretty amazing.
I brought up the fact that this is so popular and that you guys have this book so early to speak to businesses out there of the not only the popularity of this event, but the missed opportunity you could be having by sponsoring, by being a part of this event and everything. It's one thing to have people, you know, eyeballs pulled away from something else to come to your location. With this, they're already there.
Right.
So you're just meeting them there. You're meeting them more than halfway. You're meeting them on their turf, which just as somebody who studied a lot of advertising and marketing and a lot of those things, that's where things tend to stay with people so much more. That's why commercials at home on your TV are so much more successful than they are on your laptop or some of those things.
Yeah.
There's a lot more to that. But when it comes to you businesses out there being a part at Lunch by the River, it's I don't know, and I'm not even going to ask or get into it or anything as far as what it would cost. But I guarantee you it doubles that with the amount of eyeballs that are going to be down there and seeing it. That's business 101, and that's a really great opportunity. Along with all that, also showing the community, hey, I support the chamber. I support my community. I love to be a part of these events. I want to come on down. Let's have some fun.
Definitely gives you the opportunity to connect face to face with potential clients and customers, and it also helps, like, you know, that word of mouth advertising is the best type of advertising there is down there, or anywhere actually. So definitely, if you're interested in sponsoring next year, reach out to us. We are getting that list ready.
And you guys are booked entertainment wise too?
For this year, yes.
Yes, good, good. I only ask because of my, you know, my band with my fur dog brother, you know, and all that. We're trying to get as many opportunities as we can. We're a young band just starting out. We do acoustic instruments, air instruments, really. Sam doesn't really play anything. He's just kind of barks. But well, one day we're going to get our first gig, and it won't be at Lunch by the River, though. Maybe a couple years down the line we're better. Gather by the Band Shell is coming up. Looking forward to this one. It's another one of those signature events, especially in its area, and how much we get to, when we get to do this and have fun with this one.
So Gather by the Bandshell is once a month. So this year it starts on June 10th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. out at the Rome Town Bandshell. And this is a kind of like a micro version of the Lunch by the River, I would say. We have food trucks down there. We have entertainment down there. And then I know we also are planning on having like games out there for the kiddos this year. I know we started that last year and it went off really well. And there's a couple of other things that we're trying to look at expanding this one because it is in the Rome Center and it's so new yet for us that we just thought maybe we can grow it a little bit more and make it a little bit more family friendly so you can bring your friends down there too, your kids down there. And it's just a great way to just kind of relax after a long work day. Just go down to the Bandshell, have some food and have some entertainment and catch up with your friends while the kids play with our games that we have down there. So
that area is only getting bigger and stronger over there economically. It's a smart event to have, and it's a fun event to have. And I'd like to encourage people in that area, if you have ideas or thoughts, please reach out to the chamber, let them know and stuff, your things. They all want to make it stronger and better every chance they get.
Yep. So this one happens once a month. So once in June, once in July, and once in August. And it's always going to be the first Tuesday of the month.
And promise, I don't know if, you know, I know it's been a while, I should say, since we've talked about this, but I think the audience has heard me ramble quite a bit about Riverside Park in Nacoosa. It's one of my favorite places in this whole state. Yep. I love that area over there. And having an event with that area is just perfect. It's a match, just a perfect match. And Rendezvous in the Park is coming up.
Yep, Rendezvous in the Park is actually out at the Riverside Park in Nacoosa. And so this one starts on June 18th. It's very similar to Gather by the Bandshell. We have food trucks down there. We'll have entertainment down there from 5:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. It's free to attend, so you can bring your kids out there to this one as well.
It's I will say it's one of the one of my favorite places to walk, just along the river there and everything. That alone is a good time, let alone when all the stuff comes down there. And it's just such a, it's such a well spread out park that it gives it's perfectly made for events like this. So it's going to be another great one, and we'll be talking about all of these events all summer long as we get closer and closer to them. And be sure to remind you on our morning shows and stuff about these events when they're going on. We're speaking with Promise from the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and it is a I don't know if this is the busiest time of year for you guys, but it's got to be pretty close. Especially with everything. If we just ended the interview right now, it'd be that way. But then we've got Cranberry Blossom Festival coming up, along with the vendor fair coming up, and I know how busy that keeps you guys in a good way.
Yeah. So the Cranberry Blossom Festival vendor fair this year, it's back downtown Wisconsin Rapids on West Grand Avenue. It's June 21st from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There will be vendor booths, food trucks down there. We're going to have a few new vendors down there, so it's definitely going to be worth coming down to check out. We are still looking for vendor booths, and we have a couple of spots left open for food trucks, but vendor booths is they're filling up pretty fast here, so I think that we wanted to expand it a little bit this year, and we've already almost reached like the halfway capacity on that one. So if you're interested in being a vendor down at downtown Cranberry Blossom Festival.
Understandable. I get call letters wrong every day. Don't worry about it. But yeah, it's great. First off, that's great to hear that it's so well attended and used and everything. And it's a great opportunity. We know how popular how many vendors we have in this community, in this area and stuff, whether it's our farmers markets or something like this. Any chance to be able to highlight them is always noteworthy and great. And that's a really cool idea too, especially again, some of the other things we talked about, all in one spot. One area that you get to check all these out.
I totally agree with you. This one is one of the most, I would say people really like this one a lot, because you get to come out and walk down the street and check out all the vendor booths, and you know, even get started on some of your Christmas shopping there. You never really know what kind of cool things you're going to pick up while you're at these vendor fairs.
Yeah, I love that aspect of it. And again, one of those great events that brings the community together and gives people an opportunity to maybe see get their things seen that might not otherwise. Yeah. A lot of people make a consistency out of going to the market, winter farmer's market and the summer market. Yeah. But maybe you don't get to places with vendors a lot. Yeah. I actually ran into an interesting conversation the other other day with a younger person where they did not know what a swap meet was and something like that. It was a whole different, like, all right, well, we're going to talk. We're going to have a conversation here. You got to hear about this. Cranberry Blossom Festival Parade is coming up June 22nd. Promise this is where we wrap up.
Yeah, so Cranberry Blossom Festival Parade this year is on June 22nd from 12 p.m. to roughly 1:30 p.m. This year, we are encouraging that parade entries decorate their floats to the Blast from the Past mm-hmm. theme. And I'm very curious to see how that is going to be interpreted.
Yes.
Especially with the variety of floats that we have. It'll be interesting to see how they applied that theme to theirs.
Mm-hmm.
Registration for floats is now open, and I think we have quite a handful of those already secured too for lineup. So if you're interested in being in the parade or have a float in the parade, you know, reach out to Lacey Elling at 715-422-4859, or, you know, check out our website. Mm-hmm. We have all those forms out on our website too.
And promise, as far as the Cranberry Blossom Festival vendor fair, mm-hmm. They should reach out to Lacey as well for that.
Yep.
Okay. And again, Lacey can be reached at 715-422-4859, 422-4859. As we get closer to a lot of these events, we'll be talking more about them, of course. But yes. For now, I just appreciate the time and being able to bring all this together into the conversation. Promise, if people have follow-up questions, they want to know more from you or just reach out in general, how can they get a hold of you?
They can give me a call at 715-422-4856 or shoot me an email at marketing@WisconsinRapidsChamber.com.
And I cannot encourage you enough, if you haven't done so already, go to WisconsinRapidsChamber.com, bookmark their webpage. It's not only got all the things we were talking about today, yep. but so much more. This is also a great resource for a workforce, for economic development. Yes. A lot of great things on that website. You guys do a great job with that thing, and that's awesome. Be sure to bookmark that and follow the Chamber on social media. Maybe you're already a Chamber member, or maybe you're not a business, you're just a person out there listening, yeah. and I like, can't be a part of the Chamber, I'm not a business.
Yeah.
But you can support the Chamber by sharing their posts on your page and so many other things yeah. to show your support for this community. Promise, say hi to the team for us over there, okay? And we'll talk again soon. And thank you all for joining the conversation here on WFHR's Rapids Report.